You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to straighten out the wrinkles in my forehead with a ball-peen hammer. I got this idea, so I pulled out the good book last night, and sure enough, I'm right. Think about this. God ain't married. I think if all-knowing, all-smart supreme being ain't got no wife, you think he's trying to tell us something? Now, it ain't like he never had the chance, neither. I mean, if God wanted a wife, he'd just create one. But no, God is the most intelligent being in the universe, and you know what? God's a bachelor. And now I got this theory. See, because he's God, everything he says and does has got to be right. And Lord knows, once you're married, it seems like you never say or do nothing right. Like last night, we're over at Dub Maker's backyard, and I'm telling him a story, and I said, Dub, other night, we was at Kmart. Pearl interrupts. She said, Aaron, it was Sears. And I said, okay. Tuesday night, we was in Sears, and she pops in, it is Wednesday night. Yes. And I ask you, would God put up with that from Mrs. God? I think not. Imagine if God was down at Mount Sinai talking to Moses, and he gets back to heaven. Mrs. God, mad because dinner's burned, she said, where was you? He said, well, I went down to earth on business. And she said, it don't take you that long. And that's why God is a bachelor. Wake up, America! If God is married, it'd have took him 2 weeks to create the world instead of 7 days, cause he'd had to stop to take Mrs. God to the mall. I'm Earl Pitts of Murray. Amen.